You're just about to experience a new and different approach to learning and to language learning that will give you the practical and functional use within 10 to 12 hours of learning time. All this is achieved and will be achieved without memorizing, which means there's never anything to memorize without learning by rote, without drill, without textbooks, without taking notes, and without homework, without any mental homework. That is very important for you to be relaxed, to take off, to leave off any form of tension, any form of anxiety that is usually associated with learning and traditionally also particularly with language learning. And any form of anxiety, any form of tension inhibits true and effective learning. Before starting, there are two ground rules that are very important. The first ground rule is for you never to worry about remembering, and therefore never to try to remember, because this is a method where the responsibility for your remembering is in the teaching and not with you, not with the learner. And this is a method where the responsibility for attention is in the teaching and not with the learner. Therefore, there's no homework, not even any mental homework. It's very important not to review even mentally of what you've learned. Let it be absorbed and internalized to become knowledge. And what you know, you will not forget. Now come to ground rule number two, that is very important too. That ground rule is that in the course, I'm using two students as a teaching device in order to create a learning situation for three. You become the third in the group, and very quickly you will associate with the two on the tapes. You will become part of it. And it's very important, therefore, that after I introduce a concept, I will follow up in a practical way and show you how to formulate and to express thoughts in sentences. First, those will be short sentences, then more and more complex and longer sentences. And whenever I say, "How do you say it?" at that point, it's very important, I repeat, very important for you to use the pause button on the machine, which gives you time to think it out, to think it through, and to respond out loud. After you respond, you release the pause button, you will then get the response from one of the two students, and after that, I will repeat it so that the last impression is always what you get from me. And this is how you will experience a constant sense of progression, a constant sense of learning that you will find exciting, stimulating, and self-rewarding. This course will give you standard Spanish, the standard Spanish language. There's a slight difference in pronunciation with so-called Castilian Spanish and the pronunciation in parts of Spain, where the C in front of an E or I is pronounced like a TH in English, like in Barcelona. Well, that's how you will pronounce it in Castilian Spanish in parts of Spain, but everywhere else it will be pronounced Barcelona. like an S. So again, the C before E and I, and also the Z or the Z, which is pronounced like a TH. If you want to say you are right in Spanish, you say you have reason. The word for reason, spelled R-A-Z or Z-O-N, in Castilian Spanish will be pronounced razón, otherwise razón. So it's a very, very slight pronunciation difference. So in Spanish, you are right, you will say tiene or tienes razón in Castilian Spanish, but otherwise tienes razón. With heart is corazón. C-O-R-A-Z or Z-O-N. In Castilian Spanish, corazón, otherwise corazón. This is the only slight difference. I do point it out in the beginning of the course. First, a few words about the Spanish language in relationship to English. To show you how to get acquainted with a language that is not entirely foreign, alien to English, but that there's a broad common basis of familiarity between both English and Spanish. So much so that there's a large percentage, the subvocabulario inglés of your English vocabulary, that is very similar to Spanish. Thousands of words. And para comenzar, to commence, to begin with, I'm going to give you a few keys to show you how you can immediately transform su vocabulario inglés, your English vocabulary, into Spanish, so that you will have a starting vocabulario of well over 2,000 words, which is not bad to begin with. Especially, if you consider how limited the vocabulario is, which we use in our active language, in our vocabulario activo, our active vocabulary, is quite small in any language. It may vary between 500 and 1500 words. That's all we use in any language. If I think of one of the major newspapers in the New York area, years ago, they tried to establish how many words they use in the whole newspaper, in a thick newspaper, and they came up with 600 words. Just to give you an idea about the limitation del vocabulario activo, of the active vocabulary which we use in our everyday language. I'm going to give you a few examples of how to transform su vocabulario inglés, your English vocabulary, into Spanish. For instance, all words in English ending in ibly, like possible, or ably, like probable, acceptable, and so on, are the same in English and in Spanish, except for the pronunciación, for the pronunciation. There's a diferencia, the difference, in the pronunciación, in the pronunciation. Because ibly in Spanish is pronounced ible, because the letter I in Spanish is always pronounced E. And ably in Spanish is pronounced able, because the letter A in Spanish is always pronounced A. So we have ibre and able. So if you want to say possible would be possible, and probable would be probable. And it is in Spanish is es, spelled es, es. So it is possible would be
es posible.
Yes, but I want to hear the ble. Es,
es posible.
Es posible.
Es posible.
Right. Es posible. Mm-hmm. And probable would be, it is probable.
Es probable.
Es probable. Mm-hmm. It is terrible would be.
Es terrible.
What's more?
Es terrible.
Yes, es terrible. And it is acceptable. Acceptable is spelled with one C only in Spanish. Es aceptable.
Es aceptable.
Yes, but I want to hear the ending. Es aceptable.
Es aceptable.
Ble.
Ble. Ble.
Yes, once more.
Es aceptable.
Right. Es aceptable. For me is para mí. Para, P-A-R-A. Again, the A is always an A. Para mí, for me. And for you would be para usted. Usted, spelled U-S-T-E-D. The D is hardly audible. Usted. So, for you would be?
Para usted.
Para usted. How would you say it is for me?
Es para mí.
Es para mí. Mm-hmm. It is not would be no es. So, it is not for you would be?
No es para usted.
Right. No es para usted. It is for me.
No es para mí.
No es para mí would be it is not for me. How would you say it is for me?
Es para mí.
Para mí.
Es para mí.
Mí. Spelled M-I. Para mí.
Es para mí.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So once more, it is not for you, it is for me.
No es para usted, es para mí.
Right. No es para usted, es para mí. Mm-hmm. It is not possible for me.
No es posible para mí.
Right. No es posible para mí. Mm-hmm. It is possible for you would be
es posible para usted.
Right, es posible para usted. It is acceptable for me would be
es aceptable para mí.
Right, es aceptable para mí. If you want to ask a question in Spanish, it's very simple. You just use the inflection. For instance, if you want to say, it is acceptable for you, as a statement would be,
es aceptable para usted.
Right. Es aceptable para usted. If you want to make it a question, you will say, is it acceptable for you? You use the inflection to a question.
Es aceptable para usted?
Right. Es aceptable para usted? In spelling, to make a distinction in reading, whether it is a statement or a question, whenever you have a question, you will have in front of the sentence an inverted question mark. The inverted question mark in Spanish will indicate that this is going to be a question. At the end, you have a question mark, of course. So, isn't it acceptable for you, would be?
No es aceptable para usted.
Right. No es aceptable para usted. Mm-hmm. And the word for why is por qué. Por qué. What for what? Por qué. Why. Yes, por qué also means because. So, why isn't it acceptable for you?
Por qué no es aceptable?
Aceptable. It's only spelled with one C. Okay. Por qué?
Por qué no es aceptable para usted?
Right. Now, here, in this case, the inflection is not necessary. You may or may not, because por qué already introduces the question. Yes? So you can say, por qué no es aceptable para usted? Or por qué no es aceptable para usted? Either way, a very useful little word in Spanish is one word for like that or that way, which is así. Así, which is spelled A-S-I, and it has an accent over the I. I will explain to you a little later why the accent. Así, así, así means like that, that way. So, it is like that would be...
Es así.
Es así. It is not like that.
No es así.
No es así. Mm-hmm. It is not possible that way.
No es posible así.
No es posible así. It is not acceptable for me that way.
No es aceptable.
It's only spelled with one C.
No es aceptable.
For me.
Para mí. Así.
Right. No es aceptable para mí así. Why isn't it acceptable for you that way?
¿Por qué no es posible?
Acceptable.
Oh, aceptable.
For you.
Para usted.
Para.
Para.
Usted.
Usted. Así.
Right. ¿Por qué no es aceptable? Para usted así. If you want to say, I'm sorry, which sometimes you may want to say, in Spanish you say, I feel it. I feel very badly about it. I feel is siento. Siento. Spelled S-I-E-N-T-O. Siento. Siento. Sentiment with feeling, with sentiment. Siento is I feel. The O of siento in the verb expresses I. So the word for I in Spanish is yo, spelled Y-O, yo. But if you say yo siento, that would make it more emphatic. That would be I feel. In English, you would have to raise this, the volume of your voice, I. Because the I is not necessary because of the O in siento. Siento is I feel. And lo siento would be it I feel. Or I feel it. I really feel it. I'm sorry. Lo siento is used for I'm sorry. I feel it. Lo siento. And lo siento, I'm sorry, is usually followed by but. I'm sorry, but. And but is pero. Pero. P-E-R-O. So how would you say, I'm sorry, but?
Lo siento, pero.
Lo siento, pero. Lo siento, pero. I'm sorry, but it is not acceptable for me. That way would be...
Lo siento, pero no es aceptable para mí así.
Right. Lo siento, pero no es aceptable. Para mí, así. I'm sorry, but it is not possible that way.
Lo siento,
but
pero,
right, lo siento, pero
no es acept.
No, it is not possible that way.
No es posible así.
Right, lo siento, pero no es posible así. It is not possible that way. No es posible. Words in English ending in ENT and ANT are similar in Spanish. In Spanish, you add the letter E, pronounced E, so which makes ENT in Spanish ente at the end. Like different would be diferente. ENTE. Ente. Diferente. And ANT makes it ANTE, which makes it ante. Important, therefore, will be importante. So ante and ente. Ante and ente. With the stress on the an or en. Ante and ente. So it is important for me would be.
Es importante para mí.
Right. Es importante para mí. And it is not different that way would be.
No es diferente así.
Right. No es diferente así. The word for good is bueno, bueno, bueno. If you want to make it very good, very is muy. Muy spelled M-U-Y, muy. So, it is very good would be, it is?
Es muy.
Muy, not muy.
Es muy bueno.
Bueno, bueno.
Es muy bueno.
Right, es muy bueno. Es muy bueno. It is not very good.
No es muy bueno.
No es muy bueno. It is not very different that way.
No es muy. No es muy.
Not muy. Muy, muy.
No es muy.
No, muy, muy, muy.
Muy.
There's no M-U-Y. Muy. Muy.
Muy.
Right.
No es muy diferente así.
Right. No es muy diferente así. But it is very important for me. But?
Pero?
It is very important for me.
Es muy importante para mí.
Importante.
Importante.
For me.
Para mí.
Right. I say importante because in Spanish, they allow you only one single stress on any word. Never more than one stress. I repeat, never more than one. I will explain to you later where to put that stress. Right now, I will say, whenever you have a vowel at the end of a word, that one single stress will be placed on the penultimate syllable, on the syllable before last. So, important, therefore, will be
importante.
Importante. Yes. So you cannot say importante. You cannot say importante because you are only allowed one single stress. Restaurant would be?
Restaurante.
Right. Restaurante. I have. In Spanish is tengo. Tengo. It's almost like the tango which one dances in Argentina. But it is spelled with T-E-N-G-O, tango. So, I have a tango, tango, I have, tango. So, again, the O in tango expresses, and the verb expresses I. Yes. So you don't have to say, yo tango. Yo tango would be, I have. But just I have, tango. I don't have would be,
no. Tango.
No, not tango.
No tango.
Right. The O is an O, like an obey. It's not an O, but an O. No tengo. No tengo. What is, I'm sorry. I feel it.
Lo siento.
Lo siento.
Lo siento.
Mm-hmm. What does I have?
Tengo.
Tengo. And I have it would be?
Lo tengo.
Lo tengo. Right. Yes. So like, lo siento. I feel it. I have it. Lo tengo. Lo tengo. So how would you say I don't have it?
No lo tengo.
No.
No,
no lo.
No. No lo tengo.
Again, it is not an, the O is not an O, but no. An O, obey, like an obey. No, no lo.
No lo tengo.
Right. No lo tengo. I don't have it. No lo tengo. Mm-hmm. I want is quiero. 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 I want. I care. Quiero. Quiero. Spelled Q-U-I-E-R-O. The Q-U has the sound of a K. So, quiero, quiero, it's I want. Again, the stress, whenever you have two syllables, and the second syllable starts ends in a vowel, the syllable before last is the first one. This is when you put the stress. Tengo, quiero, quiero, I want. And I want it would be?
Lo.
Not lo, but
lo.
Lo, right.
Lo quiero.
Right, lo quiero. I want it. I don't want it that way.
No lo.
Not no.
No. No, no. No lo quiero así.
Right, no lo quiero así. I need is necesito. Necesito. I necessitate. Necesito. I need. Here we have four syllables. Necesito. You have a vowel at the end, so you push down on the syllable before last, on the penultimate syllable, which makes it necessi. And then you come up on O. Necesito for I need. Yes. Again, the O, the O for I. So, again, I need would be?
Necesito.
Necesito. And I need it.
Lo necesito.
Lo necesito. And I don't need it.
No lo necesito.
No lo, no lo necesito. Right.
No lo necesito.
Yes. The word for now is ahora. Ahora. Ora. Spelled H-O-R-A means hour, and the H is not pronounced in Spanish. So, hora means hour. Ahora, at hour. A means at or to. Ahora, at hour, meaning now, at the hour. Now, ahora. Yes. How would you say, I want it?
Lo quiero.
Right. Lo quiero. Lo quiero. I want it. But?
Pero.
Pero. Mm-hmm. But I don't need it now.
No lo necesito.
No lo.
No lo necesito ahora.
Right. No lo necesito ahora. So say it again. I want it, but I don't need it now. I want it.
Lo quiero.
But?
Pero no lo necesito ahora.
Right. Lo quiero, I want it, but, pero, no lo necesito ahora. I don't need it now. Constant would be?
Constantante?
Más more?
Constantante?
It's not... It's constant. It's not constant. Oh. Constant would be
constant. I don't know.
Everything with A and T and E and T is
constant.
Once
constante.
More? Right, of course. Constante. Yes. Evident.
Evidente?
Of course. Say it again.
Evidente.
Evidente, yes. And urgent would be urgente. The G before E and I in English is pronounced J, urgent, yes? And in Spanish, the G before E and I is pronounced like in Scotland, the Loch Ness. Loch. Like it's. So urgent would be urgente. Urgente. But spelled with a G. So it is very urgent would be.
Es muy urgente.
Right. Es muy urgente. How would you say, I need it now? It is very urgent.
Lo necesito ahora. Es muy urgente.
Yes, es muy urgente. Once more.
Urgente.
Right. Urgente.
Urgente.
Yes. Right. So lo necesito, I need it. Lo necesito ahora. It is very urgent. Es muy urgente. Mm-hmm. I have is.
Tengo.
Tengo. And I have it.
Lo tengo.
Lo tengo. And I don't have it.
No lo tengo.
No lo tengo. But you have is tiene. 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 Tenacious. Tiene. Spelled T-I-E-N-E. Tiene is you have. Of course, you can say usted tiene. You have, or just tiene. If you're talking to somebody, tiene will be understood, you have. Yes. So, if you want to say what is que? Que. Que. Spelled Q-U-E, it has an accent over the E. Que. How would you say, what do you have?
Que tiene.
Right. Yes, but only one, you gave me more. You gave me more than one stress.
Que tiene.
Right. Que tiene. Que tiene. Yes. You may push down deeper if you wish. But there's only one single stress. Not to whisper more than one. Que tiene. What do you have? So, what you have for me now would be?
Que tiene.
For me?
Para mí.
Para mí.
Para mí. Así, no, ahora.
Ahora, right. ¿Qué tiene para mí ahora? So once more, what does I have?
Tengo.
Once more?
Tengo.
Right. Tengo. I have it.
Lo tengo.
Lo tengo. And I don't have it.
No lo tengo.
No. No lo. Oh, it's an
no.
O. No lo. Once more?
No lo tengo.
No lo tengo. You have is?
Tiene.
Once more?
Tiene.
Tiene, right. Tiene. What do you have?
Que tiene.
Que.
Que tiene. Oh, tiene. Yes.
Right. Que tiene. Mm-hmm. Once more, I have it.
Lo tengo.
Lo tengo. Yes, it I have. Lo tengo. How would you say you have?
Tiene.
Once more?
Tiene.
Tiene. Tiene. And you have it would be?
Lo tiene.
Right. It you have. Lo tiene. How would you say, do you have it?
Lo tiene.
Right. Lo tiene. How would you say, you don't have it?
No lo tiene.
No lo tiene, right. How would you say, don't you have it?
No lo tiene.
Right. No lo tiene. You use the inflection to a question. No lo tiene, don't you have it? Don't you have it for me now?
No lo tiene para mí ahora.
Right. No lo tiene para mí ahora. Why don't you have it for me now? Because I need it. Why?
¿Por qué?
Don't you have it?
No lo tiene.
For me?
Para mí.
Now?
Ahora.
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 Because and why is the same?
¿Por qué?
¿Por qué? I need it now.
Lo necesito ahora.
Right. Porque lo necesito ahora. So, why don't you have it for me? Porque no lo tiene para mí. Now, ahora. Because, ¿por qué? I need it now. Lo necesito ahora.
En un día, y no sé por qué, hiciste renacer mi vida, aun sabiendo que lo nuestro no podría ser. Esta situación de verte tanto a escondidas no puede seguir, me daña sin querer mi
So in today's beginner Spanish lesson, you're going to find out just how quickly you can learn to speak Spanish. And our launch pad is this line from the famous Despacito, or Despacito, which could be loudly heard all through the summer.
Tengo que bailar contigo hoy.
Tengo que bailar contigo hoy.
Tengo que bailar contigo hoy.
Tengo que bailar contigo hoy. meaning I have to dance with you today. I have to dance with you today. So let's quickly take it apart. Tengo que is I have to. I have to. Tengo is I have. Tengo que, I have to. Bailar is dance or to dance. I have to dance. Tengo que bailar. With you is just one word. Contigo. Contigo. Incidentally, with me is conmigo. But with you is contigo. So with you, contigo. And today, hoy. Hoy. So tengo que, I have to, bailar, dance, contigo, with you, today, hoy. Tengo que bailar contigo hoy. So let's just practice saying this line a few times. If you want to sing it, then you can sing it. I won't insult the song and attempt that. So practice a couple of times saying the line. Tengo que bailar contigo hoy. Tengo que bailar contigo hoy. And one more time. Tengo que bailar contigo hoy. So bailar is to dance. Bailar, to dance, bailar. Now we're going to learn two more verbs, two more to-do words, like to dance, bailar. We're going to learn hablar, which is to speak or to talk. Easy to remember because you can think of blah, 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 hablar. So hablar, to speak. And estar is to be, to be. So you can think of to be a star, estar. Estar, to be a star. Estar. So, hablar is to speak, and estar is to be. So just practice saying those a couple of times. You can say them together. It's easier sometimes to learn two words together. Hablar, estar. Hablar, estar. Hablar, estar. Okay, so quickly if we go back to our starting point, which was the line from Despacito, and it was, tengo que bailar contigo hoy. I have to dance with you today. Okay, how would you say, I have to speak with you today? I have to speak with you today. How would you say, I have to speak with you today? And throughout this this video, if you need extra time to think of your answer, and some people actually like to write down their answer, then just pause the recording to give you time. So the question is, how will you say in Spanish, I have to speak with you today? Tengo que hablar contigo hoy. Tengo que hablar contigo hoy. Tengo que hablar contigo hoy. How would you say, I have to be with you today? I have to be with you today. I have to be with you today. Let's cut off today and just say, I have to be with you. How do you say that?
Tengo que estar contigo. Tengo que estar contigo.
I have to be with you.
Tengo que estar contigo.
What do you think this means?
En español. En español. En español.
It means in Spanish. Just practice saying it a couple of times. En español. En español. So in Spanish. How would you say, I have to speak in Spanish? I have to speak in Spanish. So we're leaving out with you. So we're just saying, I have to speak in Spanish.
Tengo que hablar Tengo que hablar en español. Tengo que hablar en español. I have to speak in Spanish. So, I have to is tengo que. Tengo que. I have to. Tengo que. So, we could put any verb on the end of there. We've done bailar, we've done estar, we've done hablar. We could have, for example, trabajar, to work. Trabajar. Tengo que trabajar. I have to work. Tengo que trabajar hoy. I have to work today. I can do something. I can is puedo. Puedo, puedo, P-U-E-D-O, puedo. So I can, puedo, puedo. You just practice that a couple of times. I can, puedo, puedo. We can say I can speak, puedo hablar, puedo hablar. What would it be for I can dance? Puedo bailar. Puedo bailar. Puedo bailar. How about I can speak Spanish? You don't have to speak I can speak in Spanish, so leave out en. How would you say I can speak Spanish? Puedo hablar español. Puedo hablar español. And how would you say I can be with you? I can be with you. Puedo estar contigo. Puedo estar contigo. The great thing about Spanish is if you want to say something isn't or it's not, you just put no at the beginning. So, puedo is I can. I can't is no puedo. No puedo. No puedo. How would you say I can't speak Spanish? No puedo hablar español. No puedo hablar español. How about I can't be with you? I can't be with you. How would you say that? No puedo estar contigo. No puedo estar contigo. And perhaps less tragic sounding might be no puedo estar contigo hoy. I can't be with you today. No puedo estar contigo hoy. How would you say I can't dance with you? I can't dance with you. No puedo bailar contigo. No puedo bailar contigo. And you could add, I have to dance with Monica. So, no puedo bailar contigo. What was I have to? Tengo que bailar con Monica. No puedo bailar contigo. Tengo que bailar con Monica. To go out is salir. Salir, salir. S-A-L-I-R, salir. To sally forth comes from salir. Salir, to go out. Salir. How would you say I have to go out? Tengo que salir. Tengo que salir. How about I can't go out today? I can't go out today. No puedo salir hoy. No puedo salir hoy. And the great thing we saw before, that if you want to say it isn't something or I can't, you just put no at the beginning.
There's another similar thing, shortcut like that, if you want to ask questions. So in Spanish, the statement, the phrase, is the same as the question. The voice just changes slightly. So if you want to say, I can speak Spanish, puedo hablar español. Can I speak Spanish? Puedo hablar español. Exactly the same, just a slight change in the intonation, in the tone of voice. So how would you say, can I speak with you? By the way, that's the way it works in Spanish. A bit like in America, where they say speak with you. They don't say speak to you. The same in Spanish, it's speak with you. So how would you ask the question, can I speak with you? ¿Puedo hablar contigo? ¿Puedo hablar contigo? How about, can I dance with you? ¿Puedo bailar contigo? ¿Puedo bailar contigo? And how about, can I go out with you? Can I go out with you? ¿Puedo salir contigo? ¿Puedo salir contigo? So let's have a quick recap of everything that you've learnt in the last 10 minutes or so. We started off with our line from Despacito, which was, tengo que bailar contigo hoy. I have to dance with you today. So we learned, tengo que is I have to, contigo is with you, today is hoy. And we learned three verbs. We learned bailar, to dance, hablar, to speak, estar, to be. In fact, it was four, because we've just learned salir is to go out. We learned how to make a negative, no. So you just say, no puedo, I can't. No tengo que, I don't have to. To make a question, we learned that it's the same as the statement, just the tone of voice changes. So, can I go out? ¿Puedo salir? Do I have to go out? ¿Tengo que salir? So I hope you've enjoyed seeing how quickly you can learn to speak Spanish.
Abrazas y no siento tu calor. Te digo lo que siento, me interrumpes y terminas la oración. Siempre tienes la razón. Tú, libreto de siempre tan predecible, ya. Ya me lo sé. Así que corre, 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 corazón. De los dos tú siempre fuiste el más veloz. Toma todo lo que quieras, pero vete ya. Que mis lágrimas jamás te voy a dar. Así que corre como siempre, no mires atrás. Lo has hecho ya y la verdad me da igual. Ya viví esta escena y con mucha pena te digo no. Vi lo que podía, pero a media puerta. los mismos trucos ya, ya me lo sé. Así que corre, 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 corazón. Oh yeah.